Little Lost Boy and Good Jack. These two are inseparable. They have known for some time that the same mind is dreaming both of their lives. And a powerful mind it is. It has always been a quick study and unpacking the archived and compressed information in any and all places of data it comes across. The force of this talent has been glitching space and time for years, especially since they found each other and started spending every minute together. Funny then, that they are most often employed in the capacity of repair techs. They are some of the first to hear the call of the Spider God. But they took their time to answer it, of course. The little lost boy doesn't need a summons to wander anywhere. And anything Jack can jack into is worth the trip for Jack. Whatever happened to Brendan Simpson?
Well, I really don't know if I should be telling you this because I don't really know you that well, but he got into a bit of trouble. There was a girl, some duct tape, flagellant mouth. Needless to say, he's still wanted by the authorities. The girl's horribly scarred. But she's grown now. She's grown and she's had kids of her own. Horrible bastard children that fairly stupid in the public eye. Needless to say, Brendan's on the run. He'll probably live the rest of his life on the run. Which, you know, for someone with the length of testicles that he has, that's not too unusual, but of course, he's always likely to make a series of low-speed rapes attempts and land up in jail anyway. So he's on the run. No one seems to know where he's at any given moment, including himself. I hear he has a nasty blowfly habit. Oh, there he is.
Hello.
But now that we're no longer interrupted, I was just going to say, nobody usually knows where he's at any given moment. He flits around sort of like a moth to a flame, I guess you could say. Going where the wind takes him. And that's true sometimes because he's gotten pretty skinny. He doesn't eat much, like 17 pounds or so. So he does actually go where the wind takes him quite a bit. He seems to enjoy it. He doesn't have any qualms about it. And I guess that's all you can ask him. He's got his own particular opium, and he smokes it when he's able. That's all I know about Brendan Simpson.